In the last Gulf War, Saudi Arabia hosted more than 500,000 Allied troops on its soil. Then the Saudi government and most of the population supported the U.S.-led effort to drive Iraqi forces out of Kuwait. But now the kingdom is firmly opposed to a war against Iraq, and most Saudis predict it will be a disaster for the region. From Riyadh, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
At the Western-style Faisaliyah Mall in downtown Riyadh, it was business as usual. Saudi families dined at McDonald's and shopped. Unlike elsewhere in the Middle East, there were no reported protests in the kingdom. Demonstrations are forbidden in this tightly controlled state. But many here, like accountant Salman Al-Kathlan, expressed deep anger over American actions. The U.S. has no right to remove another leader, he said. This is a war against Muslims. 24-year-old Munira Shakir says she remembers the United States as the protector of the region during the last Gulf War. That's no longer how she sees it.
It's the aggressor, and they're going against all the international laws. So that's scary. That means there is no law anymore, you know? So who knows what they're going to do next?
There was stepped-up police presence on the streets of Riyadh in the hours after the war began. At least one of the city's luxury hotels added new security measures. All arriving cars were checked for explosives by mirror-wielding security officers. Several Westerners have been killed in Saudi Arabia in the last few years in car bombings and shootings blamed on sympathizers of Al-Qaeda, and diplomats fear war in Iraq could lead to more terrorist attacks. Mohsen El-Awaji, an Islamist lawyer with close ties to hardline clerics here, says he doesn't expect a backlash against foreigners as long as the war is over quickly. But if it's prolonged and there are many Iraqi deaths, Awaji says extremists here will react.
Ugly war will result in ugly actions. Like, for example, targeting, you know, Western civilians, targeting Western servicemen, targeting, you know, legitimate targets. And the definition of legitimate targets is not known so far.
Awaji says hardline clerics are, for the moment, urging Saudi youth to remain calm, but he says their position could change. In the meantime, there have been reports of Saudi men crossing the border into Iraq to fight U.S. forces. Awaji notes there are close links between Saudi and Iraqi tribes.
In this case, it is quite shameful, you know, for any tribe not to help their brothers and sisters, you know, if there is any trouble, you know, happen to them.
In a statement to the Saudi press agency, Foreign Minister Saud al-Faisal reiterated his government's position that it would take no part in the fight against Iraq. The government fears it too will face a backlash from extremists if it is seen to be siding with the U.S. against a fellow Muslim state. But in fact, the kingdom is facilitating America's war effort. U.S. forces are coordinating the air war from a state-of-the-art command and control center at an airbase south of here. But Awaji says as long as the government's participation is indirect, most Saudis, even extremists, can accept it.
They may not be in agreement with this stand, but they can't tolerate it for the sake, you know, of keeping our security, you know, in good position.
Awaji says many Saudis understand that the kingdom must cooperate with the U.S. on some level to ensure its own survival. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Riyadh.